Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has won 5 international awards. I'm very proud of it. Gerd Leonhard is with us, folks. Gerd Leonhard is the CEO of the Future Agency, the Futures, with an S, the Futures Agency, out of Switzerland. He's a keynote speaker, a futurist. His book is called Technology versus Humanity, The Coming Clash Between Man and Machines. Gerd, that you wrote that book 3 years ago, and I think the coming clash is already here. What do you think?
Well, it's funny, you know, I wrote the book 3 years ago, and it seemed like an early notice, you know.
Yeah.
But then a year later, the whole discussion about, you know, what happened with Facebook and all these things, people are saying, oh, you're totally right. You know, there's something fundamentally wrong with how we look at the
right.
world. Be just sort of a purpose is to be technology, right?
I tell people that every time Mark Zuckerberg opens his mouth, he makes my book look like a prophecy, and yours too. So I want to talk about what you think it's going to take for analog humans to be able to be comfortable doing business using digital leverage. And without the government interfering, you know, with being able to do business just like you and I are doing business right now, how are we going to be able to leverage more digital as analog humans and be comfortable with it when we don't know each other? Right now, we do business if we don't know each other because we have basic ethics that we've developed over 10,000 years. How do we do that with a digital leverage?
Well, first on that note, you know, trust isn't digital. Trust is something that you feel. And it's trust is something that you give and that you receive and that that is a human response. So it's made out of emotion, out of understanding, out of intuition, you know, the things that machines can't do. There's a great saying from a scientist that says, whatever is easy for a computer is hard for a human and vice versa.
Yeah. Kathy O'Neill, who wrote a book called Weapons of Mass Destruction, she called it. She said computers have great difficulty with concepts.
Yeah, but, you know, the great thing about computers is that they're amazing, powerful tools for us. But they're only the tool is only as good as we apply it to something, right? And technology is not what we want to create. It's how we create. It's not what we create. It's not the purpose of life.
No algorithm ever put in or left out an ethical concept. We have to put it in, and if we don't put it in, we're the ones who left it out, right?
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that when we talk about ethics, we don't talk about, you know, very detailed things. We're talking about the bottom line. For example, the right to be left alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
The right to be private, the right to go offline, right? Offline is the new luxury. The right to remain you, the right to remain human, without always having to use technology to defend yourself, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And those are, I mean, technology is absolutely amazing. I'm a total technologist and geek. I love technology, but I'm saying, you know, at a certain point, we have to say, you know, enough. There's enough of a good thing because too much of a good thing is a very bad thing.
Yeah? Well, there's no question about it.
Do you see
a technology, though? Do you see a form of technology that can help us use digital leverage with and find a way to be trusting with it? Do you see technology being part of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can destroy trust by using the wrong tools. For example, you know, having bad e-commerce facilities and those kind of things, or overcharging or payment problems. You know,
right.
You can destroy trust, but you can't create it. You know, the fact that I trust, for example, a company that say, you know, whatever a cloud computing service I use or whatever Gmail email provider I use, if I trust them, then it will have to be hard-earned, and they
right.
have to prove, just like airlines have to prove to me, that I can keep trusting them by having a human response, right?
It cannot be
downloaded like an app.
The concern that I have, though, Gerd, is that with digital leverage, it's so powerful, if we don't find a way to create some kind of digital trust, then there could be a lot of damage created by digital leverage. And this is where I'm kind of hopeful about blockchain. What do you think? You think blockchain could become an equalizer between analog and digital in terms of trust?
Not really. I think the blockchain is a very hopeful instrument for large exchange of data and databases and contracts and things like that, you know, which will bring the transaction costs down to, you know, 1%.
But you don't see a trust element. You don't see a trust element in blockchain.
Yeah, I do. But you know, it's like, for example, with money. You know, if you're talking about blockchain and money, like Bitcoin and so on, I would say that we're going to need a backup of a trusted entity, which is government, right?
Yeah.
And in some cases, at least. And so we need to have, you know, trust is something that we have to build that has to also be proven. And then when you lose trust, you have to be able to rebuild it, which is a normal human process, you know, that we lose trust, we gain trust. And, you know, and that is very hard for technology. Technology is a tool. And then, you know, if we use it too much, we break the trust. And so this is something we really have to keep an eye on. And, you know, Facebook is a great example. We used to trust, I love Facebook, and now just about everybody's saying,
I never trusted them, Gerd. I never trusted them. I've been a heretic about the social media since day one. We use it, but I never trusted them. Hey, Gerd, when we come back, we got one more segment. When we come back, will you talk to us about what you think about the future with the tech giants? What do you think the future will look like with the tech giants? And also, I'm going to ask Gerd about cryptocurrency. What does he think the role of cryptocurrency is going to play in this clash between man and machine that he talks about in his book, Technology versus Humanity? Tintail, right back with Gerd Leonhard. He's in Switzerland. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.